Dodge County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Weitzel here, along with Bree Frank, and says Windishausen. I don't know his first name, though.
Zach.
Zach, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So, a new recruit?
This is. Zach Windishausen just graduated from the academy on Friday. So, his first day on the road with us in our field training program.
Nice. So, how long does the field training program go then?
It goes for 12 weeks, and he'll go through four different phases in those 12 weeks, and he's excited to learn. I've already thrown a lot at him. We've been at work since 6 a.m., so I'm not sure if his brain has exploded yet, but he's doing all right.
So Zach's going to be doing the daily reports on the radio then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, absolutely. Good deal. Zach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Fremont, graduated from Fremont High, and went to college at Wayne State.
Yeah, all right. I'm a Wayne State grad, you bet.
Law enforcement's always wanted to get into it. It's always something I wanted to do, and now I'm here.
Was there somebody who you were, as growing up, was in law enforcement that maybe you went, I want to be like that person, or no?
I didn't have any family in law enforcement, no.
Okay.
Just the local officers and deputies that I looked up to.
Good deal. Well, we're glad to have you, and I'm looking forward to it for sure. What do you like to do when you're not doing this?
I enjoy music. I enjoy playing music and listening to music, also camping and hanging out by the river.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, we'll ask you some good questions here at the end, yeah. Okay? We got plenty. Carla came up with some really good ones here.
He can do Would You Rather.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, sure.
So you guys will be out and about, I would imagine, here in the next couple days?
Yes, we'll be out and about just like our normal patrol. And he'll be learning everything from the computer system, how to operate the lights in the car. There's a lot of things. I told him this morning that we'll start from preschool and work our way up. So there's a lot that goes into it. And he'll have different field training officers over the next four phases. So he'll learn from different cops and how to do things and then be on his own after that.
Okay.
We talked about he was out at the academy for 16 weeks out in Grand Island, and spent obviously a lot of classroom and out in the field stuff. For anybody that's looking to be in law enforcement, they give you that base for everything, for all the recruits out there. But now we are in our phases where we teach them our things at the sheriff's office or any department you go to. They give you the base layer of everything and how things are done. And now we do it at the sheriff's office and obviously at the police department, things like that. So
I do have a question for both of you. So recently we've had field fires. It's been so dry, but then yesterday we had severe weather. Do you do any sort of storm spotting, or are you watching, hey, there's some smoke, or is that mostly, do you depend on the fire department people for that?
We have really good friends in the fire department. Yeah. They will activate. So yesterday, a lot of them were activated for storm spotters. So they'll send out a page to the rural fire departments, Dodge. I know Fremont Rural had a page as well for storm spotting. So those firefighters are great. They take all the classes and things to be able to storm spot. So we are very, very lucky that our firefighter partners do that.
Yeah, and I have contacts with the National Weather Service out of Valley. So every now and then they'll call us or say, hey, do you see anything? We show on the radar. Can you go check it out quick? Not that I want to, because right. It's a tornado, but
yeah,
or large hail, and things like that. But no, everybody works together.
Fortunately,
like
yesterday was a tornado did touch down up around Howells in that area, but it was out in the middle of a field, not affecting anything.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see other things that are going on. You guys are going to be at tomorrow?
Yes, at the Eco Fair. We have a busy week. So on Thursday, we'll be at the Eco Fair. We're going to talk about littering and teaching littering to fourth graders. So that's always an exciting, this might be our, we've done it as far as I can remember. So it's probably my eighth year, I think, doing it. And I'll be in and out. We have a couple new deputies that are also going to be over there as well. So we'll be talking about littering. And then on Saturday, we also have an event.
Saturday will be at the YMCA.
At the YMCA's Healthy Kids Day.
And I heard, Three Rivers talked about the car seats, but we'll be there as well.
Speaking of littering, so you're working. Someone throws something out the window. What is the, how does that work? What's the ticket for littering?
So generally obviously it's a traffic stop, and then you make contact with that person. The ticket is a $100 fine. It could be up to a $1,000 fine, though. The statute says up to a $1,000 fine. So generally it's waiverable at $100. But if, let's say, it was illegal dumping or something more significant than a cigarette butt or trash that you're throwing out of your car, this fine could go up to $1,000.
Asking for a friend. If someone in front of me was driving and they threw out a banana peel or an orange peel?
I feel like those are biodegradable.
Okay, just asking for a friend.
I did have a deputy on FTO once that threw out his egg. He was eating hard-boiled eggs and threw out his egg peel. And I was like, oh my gosh, you can't do that. That's littering. And then when you think about it a little bit more, it's right. Biodegradable.
Yeah, yeah. That's for sure. Anything else to cover? I know basically the storms right now will probably be something that'll keep you a little busy at times.
Yeah.
Yes, and those fires.
Spring and early summer, obviously, you have the severe weather. So keep us kind of on our toes a little bit, watching for that stuff.
The other thing I would remind people is it is mushroom hunting season. So a lot of times you'll see people on property they're probably not supposed to be on.
Correct. And we do have a lot of calls too. So make sure that you're going, if you're going mushroom hunting, you're ensuring that that's public land or you have permission to be there, because there's a lot of times where there's no trespassing signs. If you pass one of those signs, or even if you don't have permission to be there and it's private property, you could be cited for trespassing. So yeah, it's important to ask those landowners if you can be on there.
Yeah. I mean, I saw somebody out at State Lakes this last weekend. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they are supposed to be walking in there. It's along the road, you know, between the tracks and where you go in to the State Lakes.
Oh, and that could be also right away for the railroad. Yeah. So you want to be careful with those. Yeah, with those.
Because that right away goes extends from the like that hard rock along the tracks another, I think, at least 100 feet.
Oh,
on the side of that.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful of the railroad.
Yep, yep. Anything else this morning?
Yeah. I just want to... it is telecommunications week for dispatchers. Just want to say thank you to all of those people that work in our 911 center, Fremont Dodge County 911 center. They do a great job, obviously behind the scenes. You're taking all those calls and keeping us safe on the other side of the radio.
Yeah, they get into some stressful situations, even though it's on the phone.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it still can be very stressful for
them. Yeah, that's part of our training here. We're going to put, I know Deputy Windishausen will go there, and to see how the other side of the dispatch center works. You think they're not doing a lot in there which is not true at all whatsoever, because once you're in there for an extended period of time. All the calls on the phone or anything else that's going on behind the scenes, they're taken care of that we don't really know about.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I always joke with them that they're doing like 15 things at once. They're entering into a call. They're taking a phone call. Yeah. They're taking a 911. They're talking on the radio. I'm like, man, you guys, how do you do it?
Yeah, yeah, they're a busy place. And
yeah, they want you to answer the phone if you're in there, and I'm not touching that thing. I don't know what's on the other end, right?
Right, yeah. You never know what to expect, that's for sure. If folks do see something suspicious, as always, give us the numbers and how to contact you.
Yeah, in an emergency, obviously dial 911. Non-emergency, 402-727-2700. If you'd like to remain anonymous, that P3 app through Crime Stoppers, you can do that as well, or the Zerker portal online, you can remain anonymous as well.